Hard Radio.
Bow, 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 bow. Grow, bow, bow, bow.
Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. We are reality radio. GroundHardRadio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
Ain't no more love in these streets, cause ain't no real G's left. So who can I trust when everybody screaming help? The knowledge of yourself is what your soul keep. I see him capping sneak this and watching low key. Not armed, but I'm dangerous, no skeleton bones. Them poisonous snakes lurking for gold in your home. Gotta keep that blue steel, cause these times is real. Champion, Black Mamba, rolling with Shaquille. Me and Logic been murking tracks for many years. Cassette tapes, live streams, and we still here. Low tolerance for leeches. We knock home runs over our fans in the bleachers. And I don't condone MCs who bite on their features. And I don't have friends cause they act up when you need them. Family over everything, ain't nothing changed. We still mud, South America stand up. 803 front line, we ready bruh, no giving up.
And what happened to the code? What happened to your word being born? People just don't care no more. All over the place. No respect. Talking down on each other. Hating on one another. What happened to the unity?
Hey, listen closely, cause you know me. I'm a OG, I mostly lay up in the cut and let the ghost speak. Better watch your homie, he working for the police. They drip, 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 they wait in like a slow leak. Don't speak, y'all don't be knowing to follow protocol. Always roll strikes, still gutter like a bowling ball. Claiming you a player, you standing there, you just hold the ball. Gotta teach the youth about the truth, they think they know it all. Snitches at an all-time high. They lost the G code. Now the feds out to come and get you like a Rico. He know and she knows all about the kilos. Before you go and count those ends, you better reload. Rats in your circle blow your spot like C4. That's why my circle stays smaller than a peephole. Watch your back, friends will wanna put you in the deep hole. Run it back, Marshawn Lynch, I'm going beast mode.
Man, what happened to the code? What happened to your word being born? People just don't care no more. All over the place. No respect. Talking down on each other. Hating on one another. What happened to the unity? What happened to the love?
Introducing my DJ, DJ Bass Mom.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molest synopsis getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on, making moves out of Duval. 365, we play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams, certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. turn up for a motherfucking chick.
You dig? And let that beat drop. What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jet Chronicles. And I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God. Define you. What it do, big bro? Mob.
My time.
Mob on it.
What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mark 803, the God, Divine Universal, about to turn it up with my team, my squad, team GHR and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, live on Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it, Bob.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that team Beat Shop, it's the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight, darling?
Nina.
Tonight, darling?
Oh, Stevie in the house. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Miss Chief. I'm representing that 6-1 Nina, Southern California. I'm ready to get in with my fam. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Twisted Thursdays. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that team No Filter, he's way fresh than a motherfucker, it's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, bro?
Man, you know,
you
nigga just woke
me
up. Nigga just
you're
woke
elevated up tonight. I know you. I know your kind, nigga. It's all good. He is not. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's what it is. Don't worry, dope. It's a 75-minute to 90-minute show tonight. You know what I'm saying? So stay up. We got you. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 314. Representing that Crystal City, Missouri. It's the main man, Cobra Immortal, CI, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
Your boy Cobra Immortal. Yay. Woo. Yo man, it's Thursday, of course. I'm charged up. We charged up. GHR is charged up. Middle fingers to the haters. We charged up. Let's
charged
get it.
Up.
Let's get it.
I love that, bro. That's
yeah,
what's up.
Love
that. Yeah. That's
up.
What it is.
That's
what it is. Next up on the squad, next up to the microphone, you know what I'm saying, representing that 706, it's our very own Georgia Peach, you know what I'm saying, it's your girl Kia, we got a little black background noise, it's your girl Kia, live in the building, what it do, darling?
Hey, how y'all doing? It's your girl Kia, been busy working and doing other stuff, so I'm glad I was able to get on tonight.
That's what's up. That's what it is, sis. We glad you're here tonight. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Razor got the night off. We're going to keep this thing moving. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that motherfucking Mississippi movement, inside resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? And that's true.
Man, look, we turned up on Turned Up Thursdays, so y'all motherfuckers out there better get a goddamn grip, because we the shit. We are the epitome of what reality radio is supposed to be about, you know what I'm saying? We are Grind Hard Radio in this raggedy-ass bitch. So check this out. I want everybody to kick back in your little sofa chairs or your little recliner chairs or whatever you got to kick back on. Just kick back. Yeah. And then we want you to relax. Pour you a cup of beer. Pour you some wine. Pour you some liquor. You know what I'm saying? Roll you a blunt. Smoke you a cigar. We don't care. We just want you to relax. And please, please, by all means, remember what I'm about to tell you, because what I'm about to tell you is we still run the Matrix around this raggedy ass bitch. Yo, Jits, Let's run a power move on these niggas, man, and do this shit the right way. And that's GHR style. You underdig, trill, mob, boom, and it's
boom.
Hey, we in it, motherfucker. We lit lit. We really lit, man. It's Ground Hard Radio, open mic night, turn up Thursdays, twisted Thursdays, however you want to put it. And you know we twisted because I'm drinking that white rum tonight, and I don't even do no clear liquor. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
DJ
Sergeant
Rock, big promotion. DJ Sergeant Rock, what's the topic for tonight, man?
Man.
God damn.
I'm not about to leave.
It's all good. We
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Topic for tonight is an open discussion. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no guests. We ain't got no segments. So the topic of tonight is an open discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's talk about it because we got a whole lot of shit to unpack. So let's go, baby.
Let's talk about it. That's what it is, man. The drinks are hitting around this motherfucker. So you know what to do. If you're online, hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, I don't even know what I just said. You can still quarantine and chill with us. You know, hard radio chat room. If you're online, or if you're online around this motherfucker. It's the Russian rum around this motherfucker. Alright, I'm gonna hit y'all with a few tracks. And we're gonna start this thing off for the ladies tonight, man. We're gonna represent for your girl, Miss Chief, with B-A-N, with Dan, live on Ground Hard Radio.
Hey.
Twisted Thursday.
Jeez.
Let's go.
Push the motherfucker.
Right. You're now tuned in to Ground Hard Radio with your host, Chronicles, the Black Larry King, and Team Ground
Hard.
It's DJ Face Mob, 803, and we grind.
Dame la ciencia.
Yeah. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands.
Unread, I don't store these niggas. Pipe down, x-ray, I see the fake in these niggas. These bitches got extra miles, you can't restore these niggas. What's the heap? I count my own bag, I need some more. Cop the Beamer, she home now to even the score. Said I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with no bag. I've been out a while, working on my rapper's tan. I'm in this kitchen, cooking up a fresh bag. I cut the fat, left the teeth to catch the rat. Stand down, tone down, on them extra cats. A band is a bitch ass nigga with the wax thirst trap. Bitches need a reality check. I mean, I'm out here, bruh. It's the Taliban.
she a jump off, no top off, no caravan. If he say he only wants some bop on it, tell that bad nigga you'll need some vroom with top on it. I got a new route, it hit different, stay on path. These bands is dirty, hose them down, fuck that bubble bag. And I don't fuck with no bum niggas, those I'm banning. Y'all stepdad, he misbehaving, off the wagon. Left them curbside with my wop, rag flagging. And ain't no need for no band, nigga, I ain't having it. Boss up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Boss up on who, huh?
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is. You're gonna make my boys look bad.
Why don't you let us come up with our own steps?
We tried that, remember? Now you're in the best possible position you could be in. So what's the matter? Your shoes on too tight or something? Let's have some action. Let's have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Perfection. Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. DJ Sergeant Rock.
My man Beats by Bonnie. On the track. You know what I'm talking about. And we finna do a little something like this for the ladies. You know what I'm talking about.
You look delicious. Hair slayed, outfit vicious. Eyes blinging, nails shining. Body cut to perfect a real diamond. Super bad when you walk in the door. And I wanna see you bounce your ass to the floor. And hit all the way down on the floor. And bring it over here and throw a little more on.
Looking like your whole body's pressed on. Uncut dope, ain't none of it stepped on. So surprised you the one they slept on. So it's no surprise you the one I crept on. I ain't lying, little mama, I love that. So let's find a spot when it's over the grub at. And after that, it's all about the chewing. And you ain't got to ask what we doing.
I see you over there just wiggling. Standing still, but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man wanna get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection.
Perfection, perfection. Watching you is a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question.
Why?
Got you dropping down low all the way to the floor. And I'm Sergeant Rock and I'ma let you know that I ain't your average nigga, cause I could give a fuck about your figure. You can have no ass and still look sexy. You can have no hair, it ain't gon' scare me.
Say what?
Cause I'ma do what I'ma do. And right now the focus is on you. I'm creeping like a locust on you. To get at that monkey poking on you.
Plus you know how to make that ass clap. It looks so good, you gotta look back. Made a brother on drugs, straight shook back. Made a brother getting stamps, put the books back. Made a brother that was laid on the draw in another nigga car that was iron, they took that. You making their heart hurt, ain't got them in their feelings like church. So baby,
like Prince in a revolution. Throw that ass in a revolution. No Instagram, no Snapchat. Just straight free shots from the bar pack. Going excellent, super good. Hoping I can hit you with the super wood. Right about now, it's a dance off. Later on tonight, panties coming off.
I see you over there just wiggling. Standing still, but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man wanna get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection.
Perfection, perfection. Watching you with a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question.
TSDS, this shit don't stop.
Perfection, making their mouth drop like, DJ Sergeant Rock. My man Beats by Bonnie on the track. You know what I'm talking about? Workshop in the building. You know how we do it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
Who that is? Look who that is.
Devil ain't flame.
1800. Look, Cuban on my wrist, Cuban on my neck, your girl on X, money talk, she on the phone now, we having phone sex, never duck in front of you peon, I ain't full yet, kept it real since the begun, I ain't told yet, I done finally got my muscle up, you know I'm gon' flex, people rooting for the hustle up, I think I'm on next, at your neck, I don't get tired, I ain't gon' rest, you gotta play your cards right, them jack boys on deck, I gotta keep the fan on, you know them girls gon' sweat, I'm tryna put my man on, but he ain't came home. Yeah. Call that black, but my whole red, she get her own bread. I hit your girl with the pole, now she walking bowled. Heard the drink, this that pro meth, ain't sipping Moet. I'm just trying to stay focused, ain't trying to go fat. You turn cold when the heat on, I know you gon' melt. I be smoking broccoli, they say it's good for your health. Nah, I'm good, I don't need your help, I do all myself. I know you don't really love me, you just loving my wealth. This little Kodak, the finesse kid, walking like a lid, hitting lids. Now I'm dropping hits, mouthpiece cost a brick. In the club, popping in a bit, vibing with my clique. All she wanted was to take a pic, but now she ain't hit. In the club, popping in a bit, vibing with my clique. Popping in a bit, vibing with my clique. In the club, popping in a bit, vibing with my clique. All she wanted was to take a pic, but now she ain't hit. In the club, popping in a bit, vibing with my clique. Popping in a bit, vibing with my clique.
Lock me in a box, but I'm coming out swinging. Watch 200, so I'm coming out blinging. Something like the wind can't touch, just hit me. Suckers can't see me, but the damn show feel me. They say Gucci man gone to rap game, ain't nothing. Soon as he left the cold price, start jumping. Walk around the club like I walked around the yard. Nigga, I'm the trap girl, you tryna look hard. I'll never, ever, ever ask the police to protect me. Never, ever, ever let a rapper disrespect me. Now it's come from Gucci mine, gun clapping gon' happen. Pull the cap to the cap and see my bullies tap dancing.
Poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique. All she wanted was to take a pic, but now she ain't hit. In the club, poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique. Poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique. In the club, poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique. All she wanted was to take a pic, but now she ain't hit. In the club, poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique. Poppin' in a bit, vibin' with my clique.
Bro, what were you? Let ride, Clyde.
Ooh.
Look, ratchet moment right now, man. It's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's grindhardradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check us out on all podcast platforms, including iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify. And as always, team, you know what I'm saying? We always tell the folks they can take the show on the go with them by downloading us on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go over there to iTunes and download Grind Hard Radio. I got so much shit going on. I'm on the text line. I'm on every goddamn thing, man. But check this out, though. I want to run down that playlist real quick. At the very top of the show, we started off, that was Carter Mafioso and Logic 4.0 with Real Rap. In our playlist, we hit y'all with Miss Chief with that B-A-N. We hit y'all with DJ Sergeant Rock with Perfection. And that last track that y'all heard, that was Kodak Black featuring Gucci Mane with Vibin', because we vibin' in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it over our heart radio tonight.
Okay.
So,
now that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
Mix,
Yeah, love that. Hey, love that little playlist. You know what I'm saying? We had to crunk it up a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah.
The topic for tonight is a open forum, open discussion. We had some shit that been going on, man. If you didn't know, the legendary DJ Mr. C passed away. So if y'all want to talk about that, we can.
Right.
And also, O.J. Simpson. Now, I'm not sure if he passed away yesterday or today, but it's being reported on the news, which kind of want to bring the question. I want to bring the question to y'all. Like, I mean, I'm going to settle it once for all. Do y'all think he did it? You know what I'm saying? Rest his soul, but do you think he did it? You know, so we can talk about either or, both, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to switch it up a little bit how we did it last Tuesday. I want to start off with the ladies and throw it to your girl, Miss Chief.
So I was scrolling down Facebook and I seen this, it was scripted, but it was a true story. And it was this true story about how CEOs of companies are going in as secret shoppers into their businesses. Because, you know, here in California, just in April, they raised the minimum wage to $20 per hour. So they're implementing, you know, so they have people coming in or calling secret shoppers. And so the storyline is the girl that was supposed to be the quote-unquote manager, she was real rude. The customer service person, she was nice. She was helpful. She wanted to help her. And she was like, no, you just do your job. I'm the manager. Long story short, the manager ended up getting fired. And the CSR was promoted, you know, because she went above and beyond. What y'all think about customer service as far as, you know, how people, you see some people treat customer service like real negative, you know.
Right.
But then you see some customer service that are, you know, piss poor. So what do y'all think?
Well, sis, I would just say this about me working in retail. My bad, Carter, you wanted to take that?
Nah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, well, mine's going to be real quick. This, I want to be real honest with y'all. Like, sis, like 20 years, I didn't even know secret shoppers still exist, right? I remember it 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say sometime last year, we had a secret shopper coming up, and it didn't go well for that employee. Let's just say that. So what I want to say is secret shoppers still exist. You know what I'm saying? But that was a shock to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, you always want to provide good customer service, because I always tell folks, just like I tell my employees, you never know who watching. You never know who coming up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. So you always want to be on your P's and Q's. But I'm kind of glad you brought that to the table, sis, because I almost thought secret shoppers was extinct. You know what I'm saying? But
no,
that's not
so true.
No, they
have whole agencies. Yeah, they have whole agencies.
Full on.
That's what they
full
do.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my little spill, though.
Tyler, you going to say something?
No doubt. Oh, yeah. I was going to say that by me being a barber, that is considered retail also. And we have, like, this thing called the barber board. And we have people that, from the barber board that works undercover, that they'd be like dressed in regular clothes, like you say, a mystery shopper person, and you'll think they're just a regular person, and they'll come sit in the shop, and they're either going to be looking to see if your license is official, see if your station is correct, make sure your barberside jars are full, because you get fined. And if you're cutting without a license, the owner of the shop can get a healthy fine, and or he can lose his license. And also, they also be looking for customer service. That's just like, I got plenty of clients that are police officers, undercovers, lawyers, like I say, that works for the barber board, that don't tell you to after they finish your service. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. They're grading your performance. Like, I had mm-hmm. one, he said, well, it was a female, because, you know, I cut female hairs, too. And she was like, could you give me this style? I started cutting the style in the middle of the cut. Said, no, I changed my mind. I want this style now. So in my mind, I'm like, motherfucker, could you? I ain't saying this out loud now. But in my mind, right. I'm like, man, right. I just goddamn did all this motherfucking work. And a female is you got to put some work in if you're dealing with a female than a male. Because a female going to be in the mirror. She going to be watching you. And she looking for any little mistake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she's like, no, okay, I'm finished. Now, can you do my eyebrows? I'm like, come. In my mind now. I'm like, come on. You should have told me this. Oh, I'm about to hit your pocket so hard when I finish with you. I'm about to toss the hell out your ass. So, long story short, at the end of it, she ended up being one of the chairmen of the barber board. And she was checking to see for customer service. Because here we get, like, stores and barbers. You get graded for best barber of the year, best beautician. So, yes, they will grade it and they will report you. And you can lose your job or your license. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like that. And, you know, it keeps you on point and it makes you stay on your damn toes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like everybody should be. It's a time to be professional, and it's a time to bullshit around. But when you at work, when you clock in, hey, it's time to goddamn, hey, how you doing? My name is Nick. You know, collar gone, face mob, all that shit out the motherfucking window. Hey, how you doing? I'm Nick. You know what I'm saying? So all that, you know, it's part of being professional. So salute to Cali for getting that $20 raise.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was a little raise. You know what I'm saying? Cali is dismissed. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's how I feel about it. You know, I feel it's a pro and a con to the mystery motherfucker. No matter what, to always be professional at the workplace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, and I just wanted to add in real quick too. Now look, I don't give a damn if the vice president is the vice president coming to store. Now I'm gonna tell you to get your shit because I'm gonna tell you I'm tired of y'all leaving your bags, your paper shit, and then you leave your shit in the little spin around thing. So I'm gonna tell you, did you get all your shit? And I don't give a fuck if the vice president's standing over there because I meant what I said. But that's just me. Come, Mr. Jose, leave this shit every other day. God damn, nigga. Like, come on now, get your shit and let's go. I got this line to move. But that was cool.
Okay, it's crazy y'all talk about that subject of customer service. You brought that up because earlier today on Facebook, this young lady tried to call herself blasting another young lady who works in customer service. How she went about with it, she supposedly went through this drive-thru. And basically, the young lady who worked the drive-thru, she was very courteous. She was sweet. Like, even as the person was trying to get a rise out of her, the girl called the girl ugly and everything. Person in the drive-thru, driving the car, whatever. She decided to call the drive-thru worker ugly and all that. And the girl was still trying to give her spoon nice and politely. She did not one time lose her cool, even though that girl was trying to egg it on. So the young lady who was egging it on, she posted it to try to embarrass the young lady or whatever. But it ended up, of course, backfiring. Because everybody was like, yeah, you just a bully. Like,
yeah, good.
And so they basically went against her. She really thought that she ate. But really, she just F-A-F-O, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yep. So they've been roasting her all
the time. Wow.
Wow.
That's what she gets.
Crazy.
But that's why I thought it was funny you mentioned that, because what's even crazier is this would make the story even more crazy. Apparently, that was the incident that happened 7 years ago. Oh, wow. And they're still talking about it.
They said it's a repost because she did it before. But she came back and posted it again. And I was like, that's kind of childish. I said, you just made yourself look even worse.
Yeah.
And they just, like I said, they went all the way on her page and started roasting her.
Again. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just turn over the chicken. Let's roast it again.
Yeah.
It's bad when they follow you on your social media page.
And now you know what that says, sis? You know what that says, sis? 7 years has passed and you have had no mental growth at all. Like, you ain't changed. You doing the same shit. That's even sadder.
Yeah.
And that's how it looked, too, because, like, literally, everybody was like, really? 7 years ago, that's what made it worse. And then what made it even more funnier, though, folks were sending the young lady, because apparently somebody ended up commenting in their post saying who the young lady was, who she was making fun of. And everybody was commending the young lady for how she held her composure and being very friendly and stuff. They started sending the young lady money. That girl found out them folks were sending her money. She came back and got more mad.
Damn.
And then got mad. I promise you, she got so fucking mad. And so I talked about stuff. No, y'all should be sending her money. You be sending me. I was like, bitch, you already just lost some shit. Just leave it alone. Just go ahead and sit down.
Let it go.
Yeah. That toxic shit don't never prevail over good shit. Good deeds always prevail. Don't look like it sometimes.
Right, please.
In the long run. Ooh, that's karma for your ass. Touch you, it don't miss. It just waits. That was 7 years later.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I got to say about it is, if you are, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in person,
mm-hmm.
or it don't matter what it is, if somebody comes to your establishment or your business, customer service is supposed to be the first thing on your goddamn mind, because
technically,
they say the customer is always right. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't giving off no good customer service and a motherfucker reports you, that's them being in the right because they got poor customer service. You know what I'm saying? And look, check this out. As far as the secret shoppers and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, JIT, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was passe. I thought they wasn't doing that shit no more, too much no more.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you got to think about it. It's still corporate businesses out here that do that. You know what I'm saying? And they only doing it to see, okay, what store got the best customer service. You know what I'm saying? Or if you in the wrong, how could you do your best to help the customer to correct whatever you wrong about or the customer is wrong about or whatever the case may be? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of times people don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they go to job and yeah, they work.
Yep.
But do they have good customer service? Can they get along with people? Can they talk to people? You see what I'm saying? And that's all them secret shoppers be looking for. They looking to see if you fucking up. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
And once the report goes in, it ain't nothing you can do about it because you fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? And I believe good customer service goes a long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I could be an asshole DJ out here. You see what I'm saying? I could be an asshole DJ treating people the way I want to treat them and expect for them to pay me what I'm worth.
Spend
you know
money
what I'm
with
saying?
Yeah.
And it don't go like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on your best behavior with customer service. You know what I'm saying? Because people, they going to secret shop and they going to find out and then they going to report back to the company, these people ain't doing this or these people ain't got their shit together or whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. And that can hurt your business. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I don't think nobody on this panel is doing bad business, because if you was doing bad business, people wouldn't fuck with you. You see what I'm saying? So salute to everybody on this goddamn panel,
whichever way that you got to do it to have good customer service.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do to have good customer service, continue to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, it goes a long way, especially with me. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm coming to the customer can't do nothing but be good right back to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's true.
And when customers have good experiences, then they tell somebody else, and that's the and customer service is in everything that we do, not just your job. It should be a lifestyle.
Yeah,
it really is.
Ooh, that was well said. No doubt. All right, we're gonna keep this thing moving, Chief. I love that. I enjoyed that topic. We're gonna keep this thing moving, man. We're gonna throw it to our own Georgia Peach. Kia, what you want to put out there for your open discussion?
Ooh, I don't even know. Let's talk about. I got you. I know earlier you were talking about the OJ situation, right?
Yeah.
And even still, somebody the kids lost a father, mother. You know, the guy was his whole prayer for him. You know, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Heart goes out to the family, because at the end of the day, he had people that still loved him. So, respect to them. But I'm not going to lie. Did y'all see when Caitlyn Bruce Jenner decided to post about the bullshit she found out?
Yeah, did the nigga say, like, good riddance or some shit like that?
He did. And then guess what happened?
Yeah.
He got lit the fuck up. Bruce, I know you ain't
talking. Oh, they ate him up. Okay.
They ate him up.
Okay.
They said, Bruce, I know you ain't talking. First and foremost, they were like, you need to go control yourself, daughter Chloe, because she just lost her father. They was roasting on that end, because you know that room or whatever. The next thing was, you know he killed somebody, right? In a car accident.
Who?
No.
Bruce.
Yes, he did. He fatally killed somebody. The only reason he didn't get charged, probably because he know people. I don't know, allegedly. But he never got charged. So the family came back and sued him. They came back and sued him for it. So they've been roasting him all day because they was like, how you going to say what you said, but you killed the whole woman because of your drunk driving?
Right. Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so Kia, can I ask you this?
I'm telling you.
Can I ask you this?
People just be saying anything.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh. I did, in light of everything. Yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh.
I had a body.
But the question I want to pose to you here.
Accident or not, I wouldn't be posting no shit like that.
Yeah, that's just some shit you don't put on social media. You know, that's how I feel about it. But, Kia, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think OJ did it?
Woo! Well, they say he should write on his tombstone, if the gloves don't fit, you must quit.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey.
I'm going
to leave it at that.
Physically. Personally, I would never go through nothing and try to do no hypotheticals unless I is so, because I ain't going to lie, it does look convincing, but at the same time, some stuff kind of didn't add up, but then again, a lot did, so all I'm going to say is if the blood didn't fit, that's what you do.
I respect that.
All right. I seen a comedian on Facebook. And I think it's one of them old comedy shows that they used to show on BET way back in the day when they was covering the story. And the man said, I don't believe OJ did it, because I don't believe anybody in their right mind would go through all of that shit just to do that. You know what I'm saying? He say, the glove was found over here. Then you, another glove was found over there, and it was blood over here, and it was blood over there, and it's blood all in the house. He say, ain't nobody crazy enough to do all of that shit. You ain't know what I'm saying, to commit a murder. And I thought about it. I said, yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? Because if OJ wouldn't have had Johnny Cochran, his ass would been in jail right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real. Because the white folks wanted to see him alive when it comes to that shit. But you know what? It always happens when a black man go with a white woman. That shit always happens. I'm not race hating or none of that. I'm just saying, when it comes to dating a white woman, the white woman gonna have her back and have all her pieces to the puzzle in place. And woo the woo. I think they tried to set OJ up with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I really believe that. I believe OJ got set up, and it took for a man by the name of the Honorable Johnny Cochran, rest in peace. He got him out. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
he got him out.
Don't get his boy Rob too now. You know Rob kind of assisted a little bit now.
I'm just saying, Johnny Cochran
well,
was in the courtroom.
Well, you got validity to that, Rock. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if he hadn't had nobody by the name of Johnny Cochran, I'm telling you, his ass would have been in jail, and he'd have probably died in jail. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, because they stole one of him for when he had stole his stuff back. Remember, they tried to get him life almost just for getting his stuff back. That was
I mean, he served 9 years. He did 9 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting. All right, we'll keep this thing moving on down the line here. We appreciate that, darling. We're going to throw it to Face Mob, Carter Mafioso, which you want to put out there for your open discussion.
No doubt. Before I get into my open discussion, I want to say rest in power to DJ Mr. C. Those who don't know who DJ Mr. C is or was, he was the DJ of the rapper Big Daddy Kane, one of the greatest rappers of all time. And a lot of people don't know that he is responsible for discovering the Notorious B.I.G. And he made Biggie's first single he's the one who got him to deal with Sean Puffy Combs with Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say big salute to DJ Mr. C, one of the pioneers of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And he was also on Hot 97 in New York. You know what I'm saying? He's from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make sure I give that because we always forget about the DJs. So I wanted to make sure I salute him first. Rest in power. And my condolences to his family. Now, for my open discussion, I want to know from everybody, is it cool for anybody to use the N-word? Like, some people say that it's cool for anybody to use it as N-I-G-G-A, as long as they don't use it as N-I-G-G-E-R. So I want to know, what do y'all think? Do y'all think anybody can use the N-word?
Well, what do you mean by anybody? You talking about anybody black? Because if it's
besides black people. Yeah, besides black people. Because a lot of other races use it in the hip hop songs and rapper songs and female songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of people, and I know a lot of people that are white, that are black, that have white people saying, "Oh, that's my nigga right there," you know, and they quote unquote using it as the N-I-G-G-A is quote unquote a pass for anybody that's not black to use the word.
unacceptable to me. I say it's unacceptable. If you're not black, you shouldn't be using that word. Now, mind you, team, I'm you know when a nigga saying it from the gut, right? But what I'm trying to say,
right,
when another race, when another race said it, it don't sound right coming out your motherfucking mouth. You know, so
yeah,
it's unacceptable.
Right.
So if you ain't black, if you ain't black, I don't know. I feel like it's a slang for us. And I remember so many years ago, I caught so much flack on this topic or whatever the case may be. But, you know, look, I'm from Duval County. I grew up on Moncrief Road. That's how the fuck we talk. That's how my grandma talk, granddaddy talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't give a fuck
right
about it. If you ain't black, it should not be coming out your motherfucking, and I'm going to just say it, your white-ass mouth or whatever the fuck race you mean. It shouldn't be. That should never come out off your motherfucking tongue. And I'm steadfast on that.
Well, Jit, check this out. Check this out now. It's projects all over the United States of America. And it's different people in them projects. You got Asians in the projects. You got white folks in the projects. You got Mexicans in the projects. But let me be clear. I said all that to say, if you're going to use that word, you better not use it around nobody that don't like it, because everybody don't like the fact that other races is using the word nigga instead of saying nigger. What is the goddamn difference but a couple of letters? You see what I'm saying? It ain't no goddamn difference. And I did this a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? A white boy was hanging around me, and he was trying to say, oh, yeah, you know, that's my nigga and nigga this and nigga that. I say, look here, bro, you better watch how you use that nigga word. You know what I'm saying? Because
I might
be ready to file off on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Well, what's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem is you know how deeply rooted that word is with black people. You know white folks created the word to, you know, disown black people and put black people down. You know that's why they created the shit. So why are you taking it upon yourself to say the N-word? Now, if I just come out the box with a whole bunch of, oh, these redneck crackers, these motherfuckers ain't shit, how would you feel? You know what I'm saying? You'll feel like I was dissing you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't approve of it. Charleston White is going back and forth on the internet right now with this little Asian dude. I don't know who the fuck he is, but the Asian dude feel like he could say it because he come from a black origin, or he grew up in the projects, or woo-to-woo, blah, blah, blah. But he really feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you go to spewing the word nigga too long, and first of all, white people, Asian people, and Mexican people don't even know how to properly use the word. They just saying shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to properly use it. So if I'm around and somebody white, Mexican, Asian, or whatever the fuck they ass may be, soon as they say that word, I'm going to be like, hey, bro, you need to control your tongue, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they already know the word was given to us by white people. They know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I ain't going.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Shit don't sound right.
I'm saying it all day long, but if you ain't a race, if you ain't of the black race, you gonna get spit on, punched, beat up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you might get shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
On everything.
Yeah.
So guard your grill. Guard your motherfucking grills. All the Asians, Mexicans, and white people, y'all better guard y'all motherfucking grill, because it's black people in this world that ain't going to take that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. And that's
true. Right.
Well, I can say, I can tell you, living in Missouri, from Cobra Mortal's perspective, Missouri is one of the most racist states in the United States. And as of we're speaking right now, there are white militia armed groups in Missouri that is mobilizing and getting ready. If Donald Trump doesn't get back into the White House, I have evidence that these people are closer than what I thought they were. You know, so this whole thing with white supremacy is very real. And I also want to say that a couple situations that I had. One was when I was at the crib, I was outside talking on the phone, and my neighbors are white. So this white lady's out there, and she's saying, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. So I'm on the phone, and I'm hearing her, and I said, will you please not use that word? That word is very offensive. And then mm-hmm. she said something like, why are you in my conversation? I said, no, I'm not in your conversation. You're talking loud and you're saying the word nigger. Okay. I said, there's a black man over here. Do not say that word. Okay. So I was getting very angry, but also there is some things that us in the black community, when it comes to a rapper like Eminem, we sometimes kind of forget that there are some stuff that he had said on his earlier recordings about the N-word. He had said something about he didn't like white girls with the black guys. You know what I'm saying? So white supremacy is in all forms. And if you think about it, to my knowledge, there hasn't never been a song in the history. There might have been some songs, but in modern day history, there are not no rap songs that are talking about killing white people. Okay, and like I said, Missouri is one of the most racist states in the United States. And these white folks are really bold. Like I told y'all last week when that white man attacked me when I said that I was a Democrat. It's real out here. And these guys got these guns, you know, wide open, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. To me, they'll tell you that I didn't say nigger. I just said nigga. No, both of them are racist. And to me, it's like sometimes I feel like, why do we call each other that? But I get it because that's how we did it out here in the streets. I get it because I'm from the streets too. You know, when you go to St. Louis, St. Louis is in the top five of murder in the United States. Like, I lived in one of the most roughest, toughest neighborhoods in the U.S. And being a biracial black man coming from a suburban white country community where I didn't go to school with all black people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I went to school with white people. But for the first 5 years, 4 or 5 years of going to a white school, I was the only black male in the school.
Right.
Okay. So over time, so I've had my issues, but these white people out here are they're very bold now. They are very bold. They're not afraid. They're not afraid because see, they're empowering. So this is a message for black people. We need to really, really sit back and analyze and mobilize and galvanize because it is get ready to get real. These white boys in South City, because, you know, like I be out here jugging, you know what I'm saying? Like I be working for, my homeboy's got a transportation service. So it's kind of set up like Uber almost. So I be meeting all kind of people, you know what I'm saying? And I just be riding through the neighborhoods of St. Louis and I be seeing how a lot of these white boys, how they wear their hats and they try to be all hard and stuff like that. But to me, it's a form of gentrification, you know what I'm saying? But I might not be the biggest person in the world. I don't claim to be a thug, a gangster. You know, my dad showed me how to load a gun. You know what I'm saying? There's three things that my dad told me. One, never let nobody call you a nigga. Two, if somebody owes you some money, go get your shit. Number three, never run. Never run. That's what in Missouri, that's how us country boys, that's how because we had to deal with racism out here. We, I mean, granted, we didn't have like, you know, the Klan with the tiki torches, but one of my homeboys did have a burning cross in his yard, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's when we know that. But I'm telling y'all, man, I've always had an issue with, like, I'm glad that we're talking about this because from personal experiences, it's like, to me, I don't think you should use that word. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to let anybody disrespect me either. Like, these white boys are bold. They're emboldened because they feel like they got a voice. They got somebody that's telling them. But in Missouri is one of the most racist states in the U.S. They are bold out here. Matter of fact, they hit a black man with a car maybe a few years ago, right? I know the black man that these white people hit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody called the police. Nobody. The man was hurt too. He was hurt. They hit him and they drove off. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I feel like that nobody should use that word outside of us. If we're gonna do that, then we should be allowed to do it. You know. But it's just all about another form of white supremacy at its finest that's still keeping us in bondage. If our minds ain't free, because they're not going to tell us. But like I said, I had a white boy call me a nigga. And he's like, well, what are you going to do, nigger? I was like, oh, really? That's a. It was great. I looked around for the first thing I could get in my hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I was at a party one night, and the homeboys that were with me, they act like they wasn't going to have my back. So I'm like, oh, well, shit, I got up from the side of that table, and I walked towards the living room or whatever, and I picked up one of those things that you, like, you would empty out the coals with the fire pit.
Yeah. Yeah,
we was getting ready to get it on up in there. You know, because if my homeboys didn't have my back, it was more of them than it was of us.
Right.
You know, and it was only like four of us. You know, because the dude that I was with. What'd you say, bro?
I said that's kind of fucked up too. You know what I'm saying? If your homeboys ain't got your back, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, they left you out there for dead, bro. You could have got killed or beat up or stabbed any goddamn thing.
But, bro, check this out, though. On August the 20th,
you gotta keep it moving.
1619, bro, Willie Lynch came to the United States and told the slave masters, you want to know how to keep your slaves in check? You lynch them. That's what they said.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep it moving, King, because we got captives. Not a mini cap tonight. Cole, we do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying? Don't say it. We appreciate it. We'll keep this thing moving.
Right
on.
What's
up? Yeah. All right. We got to keep it moving on down the line, man. We're going to throw it to your boy, Dope Ass Music. What you want to put out there for your salute? What you want to put out there for your open discussion, open forum?
First of all, I just want to say it's crazy because I use the word nigga all the time. But when I with all my kids, I never use the word nigga. And so,
yeah,
that was just me. So, like, when I'm not around my kids, it's nigga this, nigga that. As I got older, I tried to use the word less, and I really don't care. But, I mean, here's the thing: if you're not directing it towards me, I do cringe when I hear like Asian people or Mexicans calling each other niggas. I'd be like, oh, that don't sound right. But at the end of the day,
thank you.
Yeah,
I don't. If as long as you're not talking to me, I don't give a shit. Now when you're talking to me, now we got to. I'm either gonna punch you in your snot locker or I'm gonna keep it moving. But if you're just talking amongst your friends, I'm just, hey man, it's none of my business. But no, I it was one of those things where I purposely didn't want my kids hearing me say the word nigga. So they now if they grew up and they started using it, even now when they're around me, they don't say it. They might hang out with their friends and say it, but when they're around me, they don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's good parenting, right? That's good parenting. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Good parenting. You know what I'm saying? Because you breaking some generational type shit, you know what I'm saying, with your kids. because that develops a certain type of respect. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if your kids around you and they ain't hollering nigga, yeah, you got that. You got the utmost respect on
start
that.
Start talking all
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Right. And to add on to what Dope saying is when I stayed in California, you got, I stayed in Seaside, and you do have black Mexicans and you have white Mexicans, you know, that black or roll with the black people and you got Mexicans that roll with the white people. And it be situations where they do say that, you know, like in the Bronx in New York. You know, with the Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans, you know, my nigga, they say it fluently. So it is certain situations where it's accepted. So I agree with Dope on that.
Yeah. And one thing I want to just say, just to take away from what the man said, he just said, it don't sound right coming out your mouth. If it sounded right, a nigga didn't have nothing to say about it. It just don't sound right. You understand what I'm saying? And again, team, you know when a motherfucker talking to you and they saying it from the gut. You know when it is. You know what I'm saying? But it just don't sound right. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? That's all you had, bro. That's real talk.
Oh, the last point I wanted to make. Look, I need to, Miss Kia. So you know, y'all come across my timeline, right? That just be minding my own business. Miss Kia be coming through my timeline, and she be popping, and she activates my thirst. My thirst,
Lord, no, thirst
activated. My thirst.
God damn.
Man, my life was going good before Miss Kia came from my timeline. God dang, that was it.
The time did lit. Oh.
Go ahead, Queen.
That's right.
Stop it. We love you.
And see, that's
I'm
why
talking about real.
Thank you.
Keeping the same rule. We're going to throw it to Cobra. Now, Cobra, you said a mouthful just a little while ago, so I don't know if that was your open discussion or not, but did you want to throw anything out there before I get to myself and DJ Sergeant Rock?
Oh, man, you know, I would... Well, first of all, like we were talking about the O.J. Simpson thing, and there was a lot of... When I was in college, you know, I was, you know, I came from one of my classes and I was looking at the trial and I saw where the day where he tried on the gloves and all of that. But long story short, there was a lot of things that was going on in that trial. First, Ron Goldman, the guy that he had killed, was from a town that I used to live in back in the day. You know, he's from Valley Park, Missouri. And so Ron Goldman is a Missouri boy, you know. So so when all of that had happened, I think Marsha Clark and Johnny Cochran was having an affair. I think it was either Marsha Clark or Christopher Darden. Or I heard it was Johnny Cochran. But, you know, sometimes it kind of makes you... Then if you think about it, this is how it kind of made me wonder what was going on. Because, like, you're in a... Either those police cars were that slow back then or they wasn't going fast enough to catch him. Did you see how, like, when he was in the white blazer... Y'all feel me though? Did y'all peep that out though, bro?
Yes. I don't remember when it happened. I remember watching it on television. You know what I'm saying? So yes.
Okay. Bro. Have y'all ever peeped that shit out, bro? Have y'all ever sat back and peeped that shit out, y'all? Seriously. Think about it. You see how perfectly lined those police cars were, though, man? Come on. Come on, y'all.
Now, Cooper, that was funny. That was funny, bro.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. okay, you got, they just, I was sitting here right before the show started. They had Bob Costas on here, and Bob Costas was on the phone with him while he was fleeing from the police. And he was saying, man, this is, you know, I can't do this, and, you know, and all that. Now, when you think about it, I'm going back to look how those police cars were. I mean, there is no way. If he was a quote-unquote red black person, those cops could have intercepted that car, shot him just like that. We all know when you're running from white police officers, they're going to gun you down. You know what I'm saying? And yep. They're going to say, quote-unquote, self-defense. And there are certain yep. states where they shoot first, and they don't ask any questions. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I still feel like I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes we give our entertainers a pass because of who they are, the fame and the fortune and all that. Because, like, to me, I got two daughters. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that I would allow any of my children to go to Michael Jackson's house without mm-hmm. – I don't think there's any parent out there, regardless of how famous that person is, that you may think that you know them, you're not going to allow your children or family member to be around still a complete stranger. Now, I don't know if these people that I'm describing, if they pissed off the Illuminati Secret Society, I don't know. But I do know that allegedly they had said that one of the Kardashians was O.J. Simpson's kid. They said Khloe Kardashian at one point in time, but I mean, as weird and creepy and freaky as they are, you know what I'm saying? You just never know, but I believe that he did do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, he came out with a book. He came out with a book called If I Did. I mean, bro, you gave yourself away. You gave yourself away. But I truly believe that he, when all the players that come from the NFL, I feel like that he was kind of, because you didn't really see O.J. Simpson really mingling with a lot of black people, though. Only mainly one
nope.
in the sports world, but not your everyday black person on the street. You feel me? Like, I feel like a lot of our black entertainers, they forget who we are, and they forget who they are, you know? So I just wanted to say, like, I remember when that whole trial happened, I knew that he was going to get off because he had too many powerful people on his side, and there was too many people that were scared. Because if he went down, he was going to rat everybody out that was a part of it. The people that were there told him, hey, man, your wife is having an affair on you. Your wife is having an affair on you. And so he went over there. He went over there. And, hey, Ron Goldman, like I told y'all, he's a Missouri boy. He's a Missouri boy. Dude was big. He was muscular. So whoever got him first, hey, it was real, bro.
but I just, you know, and that's respect because I want to get mine out there too. But Kobe, you say you do think he did it. You say you think he did it.
Yeah, man, I truly believe that he did do it, man. Because I mean. Somebody told him testified at his court case. One of them told him that she was having an affair on him. Now they were separated at the time.
We gotta wrap it up.
Yeah. So that's what they said, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
Thank you. It's all love. You're my brother, man. That was being short, version, but you know, you took us to the book of Genesis, so that's why I love it. But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
I want to first and foremost say before I throw the DJ Sandra wrong, we ain't take no commercial break. We ain't did shit. We just been on for an hour and 15 minutes. We ain't heard about no callers.
So, we ain't heard no music.
Yeah,
we ain't
heard
nothing.
We ain't heard shit.
We heard the same song.
Yeah, we ain't heard shit. All right, but no, but it's all good. But see, what I want to go out there real quick for my open discussion is I want to first and foremost say rest in peace to DJ Mr. C. I also want to say rest in peace to OJ Simpson. Now, team, I'm gonna keep it real 100 with y'all. I do not believe that OJ physically, because you know, if the glove don't fit, it must. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, shit. They he went through a court trial, he got off. But team, I'm not gonna lie, because I wouldn't be caught if I didn't say this. I do think the nigga has something to do with it. He may not have done it physically, him, but he has
right.
Now, that's just me.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, that's
he
all
probably,
I really want.
He probably set some shit up and knew that everything was gonna happen the way it happened. You know what I'm saying?
He just knew
he had to get a high power lawyer. You know what I'm saying? The homework for escape.
I don't even think that. I don't think he did it. What I think is he know who did it, he don't like the bitch,
of
so
course.
He ain't saying nothing, and he's not telling nothing, and, you know, and it is what it is, so.
I agree.
Can't tell it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I really had.
He had enough money.
That's
Matt, you call.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, my
man had a lot of money for somebody that kept owing two families.
Yeah.
All right, he had the money.
Keeping it moving, man. We call him last on this motherfucker, but he ain't never least. DJ Sergeant Rock, what you want to throw out there for your open discussion, right. Open forum?
True.
All right, man. Let's talk. All right, let's talk about this P. Diddy shit. All
right. Lord.
Now,
let's go.
Now, since way back in the gap, we been knew P. Diddy was on some funny type shit. You see what I'm saying? Now it's all starting to come out now. Now, have y'all seen the memes that they poking fun at Diddy, Jay-Z, Young Miami? You know what I'm saying? They poking fun. But now, this is what I think. I think if P. Diddy was trafficking young girls, he should go to jail for that. He should go to jail. It ain't no doubt in my mind. You need to go to jail, nigga, if you fucking with minors and your ass is 40, 50, 60, 70 goddamn years old. Yeah, you should go to jail. But now, look at how everything transpired. Now, I believe, it's just what I believe. I believe Diddy got it going on with these people in unseen places.
Right.
And they come up with the plot, and he say, yeah, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So now all of this shit is coming out on Diddy. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Do you honestly think that a black man, a P. Diddy statue, is gonna let itself go like that? Because he did the Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Russell Simmons sold Def Jam, he sold Fat Farm, blah, 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 and he got out the country. But guess what? What you do still follows you. So they got papers on Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he'll eventually be back in the States for this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But now right. I'm talking about Diddy now. Do you honestly believe that Diddy could pull some shit off the way they locked up R. Kelly? Because R. Kelly was technically doing the same thing. He just had them in safe houses. You know what I'm saying? He had a house in Atlanta, a house in California, and a house in Chicago, and that's where they stayed at now. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it was against their will. I think they wanted to stay with R. Kelly. Because you got to think about it. Riches and fame and all of that, and then you at the house with this nigga, you know what I'm saying? You supposed to be getting perks. But it wasn't like that in their case. But do y'all honestly believe P. Diddy could pull something as elaborate as this off? Do y'all honestly believe that?
I just think that when it's underage, and I'm going to be real quick. When it's underage, that we where y'all be fucking up at. Because you fucking with underage motherfuckers. You understand what I'm saying? And when I think of sex trafficking, I feel like you're forcing the motherfucker. Now, team, like I told y'all Tuesday night, the only reason why I ain't really going in because I don't want to say anything ignorant or disrespect, you know, because, like, people being molested, you know, you never know. But it's hard for me to say a person that's over the age of 21 would be forced to do anything. Now, again, you know, might be molested, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, I just feel like at the age of 21, you got choices and you grown. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the difference between forcing somebody to do something as opposed to this is my choice, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of motherfuckers fuck up when you fuck with them young girls or if you fuck with them young boys. You understand what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at with it. But at the same time, though, over the age of 21, it's just hard for me to believe that you going to let a motherfucker do this and that to you without even, I just don't see it. You know, but I'm going to just leave it like that. I just don't see it.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't.
All right, Carter, what you got?
I think I agree with Jit, and I would say that a lot of those people, like a lot of those females, are groupies. And let's be honest, we all bought beer with a fake ID before, or we all got in the club with a fake ID before, or we bought cigarettes when we knew we weren't old enough. You know, a lot of us done a lot of things that we weren't older to do. So I could see a lot of females being groupies. You know, and a lot, not even just somebody famous. It's a lot of young girls, like the 16 year and 13 and 14 year old girls from 20 years ago, they way different now. They look older, you know, all the steroids in the food and shit like that. The teenage girls is looking like grown down women. So if they come, you know, people influence under drugs and liquor and all that, and you know, well, we going to Diddy house. Come on, if you going, you better come on. Girl, I'm going. Let me ride. Let me go. You know, so a lot of them, like just said, you know, you old enough to know what's about to go down when you go. Even if you leaving the club, you know, we going to. I ain't gonna say nobody on the panel house, but we going to such and such house when we leave. I'm going too.
Right.
Everybody know what's going on. You gonna get messed up, and it could lead to some sexual activities going on. So I just I just think they knew, and let's be honest, a lot of people love to give, whether it's a female or a male, famous, they want to get involved with them or get in the mix the way they can. Do whatever they have to do just to get involved. So,
yeah,
I would say that. You know. There you go.
Okay. Miss Chief, what you got?
Man, Kata said it, like, perfectly. I think, you guys are kind of, like, already said everything. At a certain age, women know. I just think... You know, women do know what they are doing because it's the company that you keep in that. It doesn't just start off like, bam, she hoeing. You know, it starts off with the grooming. And it starts off with the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've known a lot of girls that have been in that type of entertainment business, and they always got a cover. They're a real estate agent. They, you know, they're this or they're that, you know, but underlying, they live in a real dangerous life. So I think
right.
these men are not necessarily like all the way wrong, but they took advantage of some real shady situations. And when you do that,
right.
then there are consequences.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Okay.
Corporate Immortal, what you got?
I believe, man, that first and foremost, I think if he should go to jail, because once you start trafficking little boys and little girls, that's when you need to be behind bars or go to hell for it. But there's one thing I always questioned about some guys, like. It kind of makes me wonder, I mean, if the woman does it, like, if the woman's, like, 23, 24, 25, and she approaches an older man, okay, I get it. But I always find it kind of weird, like, men that are older that, you know, want to get with younger women. Because, you know, with me being 47, you can have a woman that's 25, 35, 45, I'm connecting more with the 45-year-old one because I feel like that we're kind of like in the same generation. So
right,
I kind of
right.
feel like that Diddy is being backed by the power structure. So he's able to get away with it because if he goes down, there's been other people that's been implicated in this, you know?
Yes,
so
sir.
He's either backed by the power structure, which he is, or if he goes down, he's going to rat everybody out. He's going to bring everybody down.
Well,
okay.
So, what you got? Dope ass music?
I mean, Diddy sexually assaulted Meek Mill. Everybody's doing it for the bag. I really don't care. But,
sexually. Everybody is getting for the bag. We know that, though. But I'm saying, as far as the scheme that they're trying to play on him, do you think P. Diddy has enough sense to elaborately pull together a plan like this?
Absolutely. He founded Uptown Records. He has absolutely everything, all the skills necessary to be a sex trafficker.
But when y'all say sex trafficking, right. like is the people over the age of 18? That's what I'm back. Because I was being nice. I said 21. Because when you're grown, when you're 18, you can't buy no cigarettes.
Look, sex
you
trafficking
grown.
involves right. anywhere ages from 10 to 14, maybe 15. You see what I'm saying? Now, these kids is getting snatched up. So you saying P. Diddy got the power to snatch a whole bunch of kids that he don't know and
yes,
do
because,
all of this goddamn yeah, crazy
yes,
ass shit?
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Okay.
All right.
That's
DJ
DJ
Starge Rock. Let me say it like this.
DJ
Starge
Rock. Guess,
who, like
guess what? Guess where else they do that at? They do it at the Vatican. The Vatican is also
yes.
implicated in sex trafficking, too.
Yeah, but the Vatican is only sex trafficking boys.
Look, that's
okay.
the only thing I can say
yeah.
is if I'm 25 years old, I'm a female, and I get on a Diddy jet, and he take me to an island. How the fuck am I supposed to get off this island?
Yeah. How old you is though?
I'm 25. I'm 36. I'm 77. If I get to this island, how the fuck do I get off the island? I can't. So it don't matter if I'm 18, 12, 17, 36, 44. If I get to this island and you Harvey Weinstein my ass, I'm just stuck.
You make
a good point.
But if you
make a good point.
Okay. All right.
All right, Kia,
I just
what
don't
you got?
See you sex I'm sorry. I just don't see nobody sex trafficking nobody over the age of 18. I think we're not using the correct words. Just like when they said, just like when they said
that,
Carisha was a sex worker. She was a sex worker.
That's
true.
What I'm
going to
tell you.
She wanted his hold.
They said, no, listen. Actually, they got her on the charges of actually pushing pills also. So that's another thing I was going to say in reference to what you were talking about in reference to being over the age of 21. If I feel like they got taken at that, sex trafficking is mostly, like you stated, is in reference to younger, like younger people, because they said
right.
It does mostly pertain to before they reach the age of 18. That is what sex trafficking does really define. But in reference to if they over 18
well,
and stuff
you,
like that, sexual
thank
abuse
you.
Or sexual
thank
assault,
you.
Basically mm-hmm. in reference to them, it's actually the only way I can see in reference to them not being willing all the way is if they was at a club, you know, maybe going to a club to see people, you know, like people come out, you know, having fun, and they got drugs. Because Yo Miami, one of her charges was actually peddling pink cocaine, allegedly. That is one of her charges.
Right.
So it's so many different things in reference to what could possibly happen. Him doing the mastermind, I believe he did it. The reason being is because look at everything that transpired leading up to this. First thing that came out, honestly, was not even the Cassie situation. First thing came
right.
out was in reference to Tupac being killed.
Right.
So that's really what kind of started it. If you actually kind of,
yeah.
and then the dude went shut up. Dude stopped, did not stop talking. And when he stopped, did not stop talking, the first thing he started, when he did get arrested, he implicated Diddy. That's exactly how everything
PCD.
Started going down.
PCD.
And then next,
yep.
the next thing you started seeing was Cassie was next. Apparently he stopped paying Cassie. That's where everybody automatically assumed, and of course he stopped paying Cassie. Because Cassie has the most dirt. Cassie has so much dirt on that man. It makes no sense because she dated him, and everybody and their mama has came forward admitting everything that she basically was about to say.
Right. I mean,
that's
believe that.
I
just believe he was fucking with her when she was much younger, too. But I
was.
Oh,
he was.
Yeah, yeah. I believe
that.
That's how she's able to. That's how she's
DJ
able to do what she's doing.
That came forward. I can't think of her name. She's not young no more, but she grown. It was a DJ that came forward and said that when she was 15,
yeah,
she
okay.
was messing. She got drugged.
Now we talking.
She remember being in a. And she got drugged by Diddy, and she had, and next thing you know, she woke up somewhere with Diddy and Jay-Z. Jay-Z is involved
okay.
because, of course, you see Jay-Z been quiet this whole time. It's the reason why
yeah.
Jay-Z
yeah.
been quiet, because you know
yep.
what's behind Jay-Z. Because he's next. Everybody knows it. Quietly but surely he's next. Everybody, because we
yeah.
all know the story about Foxy Brown. We all know the story
yep.
of the other people, the child that supposedly disappeared. We all know the story
yep.
about...
Rihanna,
and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. Like I heard all the rumors. Of course, I'm not physically there, but we all heard the rumors. We all know what transpired before. So I'm just slowly watching them slowly take them down. He gave away all his rights to everything because he knew for a fact they were about to take everything.
He
mm-hmm.
did to Russell Simmons. He sold everything
exactly, but
in his name. Bad Boy
teeth.
Entertainment, Revolt TV, the liquor companies stopped fucking with him because they, the rumor is he going to come out with some shit about them. They stopped fucking with him. So he done lost all his endorsements and all that old goddamn crazy ass shit. I'm like, man, you got to be out your rabbit ass mind, bro, to lose all this shit that you done gained for this bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I was just going to say this to you before we let it go because we do have to wrap it up. I'm just saying, like, when they said about Young Miami, if she pushing pills, then call it that. You can't call that woman no sex worker because this is just what I'm just trying to say. Because if you fucking this nigga, you getting this money, and this nigga asked you to put this pink cocaine in this Gucci bag I bought for you, ma'am, I'm going to need you to carry that shit out. That's why I ain't got to carry it. I'm going to need you to put in that motherfucking...
Now, the other lady...
That's the whole point I was just trying to make. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're not using correct words. Like, she shouldn't have been called no sex worker. She fucking on a nigga. You know, shit, mama used to fuck niggas for money back in the day. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't getting $10,000, but she was getting some money. You know what I'm saying? But we weren't calling mama no sex worker. But I'm gonna end it though.
Okay, they call him that, because they trying to say that she was responsible for helping to get the young girls to dead. That's why they call him a sex worker.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand.
They also call what her name, 50 Cent baby mama, a sex worker.
Yeah, like some I just don't like that. But I tell you what, team, God damn, because I thought we were going to slide the fuck on up out of this bitch, but it ain't happening tonight. So we do got two more tracks. But shit, we only played but those tracks, but we got a couple of tracks we're going to get into before we slide out. You know what I'm saying? Folks, the callers, y'all hit us up, 323. They on the line, man. They ain't pressing one because I guess the topic and the conversation was so good tonight. They say they don't want to touch that shit with an iron pole
well
tonight.
They be solid every damn week. I'm sick of this shit, G. Goddamn it, press one on the motherfucking dial.
That's what I'm saying. 323-633, man. Get to the official website, groundhardradio.com. Subscribe. We got all new episodes of GHR all next week, man. So keep it locked to season 49 of Ground Hard Radio. Let's see what's next on the thing, man. All right, we're going to throw it to your boy, Cobra. Anything you want to get into, broski, we can definitely do that. Team, we come back, we're going to get into the final track of the night, do those shout-outs, and we're going to roll on up out of this motherfucker. But
yeah,
right now, I want to go to Cobra. What you want to hear? Yeah, Cobra, what you want to hear?
Okay. All right, Brother Jit, I sent you a track called Me Versus Them. You have that one, sir?
Me Versus Them. Let me see where we at, Let's see, Cobra, that one you supposed to keep talking. You know what I'm saying? That was the cue right now, baby. You supposed to keep on going. But I got it, though. I got it.
Okay.
Not the silence right now. Now we silent. I got it, though. I got it, bro.
Okay, all right. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Cobra Lord.
Hey.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Yo, this is the debut of one of my newest songs, Me Versus Them. So let's get it on GHR. Let's go.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio, turn up for a motherfucking check.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Teeth, and you're now listening to Ground Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
I feel like me versus them. I feel like me.
Goddamn it, Rob Mills.
I like that.
Our favorite Georgia Peach had to depart a little early tonight, you know what I'm saying? So we want to salute Kill. We also want to hold your boy Razor down, our R&B gangster ground hard radio. Team, we're going to go ahead and get the final track of the night. We come back, we do these shout-outs, and we roll on up out of here. So final track of the night goes to, and can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we please get some drums? Can we get a drum roll?
Run out of breath.
Please.
All right. I thought you were going to run out. All right, man. Yeah. Final track of the night goes to Dope Ass Music. What you want to hear, bro?
Hey. Hey.
What you got?
Come on, Dope. What you got?
Look, man, I love my sis, right? And I was just going through my stories, and I was like, this is the last time I see my sis, man. When we recorded this, 1991. But, you know, I don't think I played part two on the show yet. But I want to go ahead and play 1991 part two. Because the last time I seen my sis. And then,
all right. So what all I need to do is drop the drop, and you got the rest.
I got you, Dick. I got you.
Okay, I go ahead and leave work a little early.
He
came to work because I'm trying to leave. See, that nigga, it's your shift. I'm ready to clock out, nigga.
Okay.
All right, don't want to introduce the track, man, and we'll throw it on for you. And tell everybody that's listening to us on Ground Hard Radio right now, man, make sure y'all keep it locked.
Hey, man, this is off the my last album. Life and Times of Dope, Sausalito season. This is me and Miss Chief with that 1991, the redo, the 2.0. You know, hey.
Let's get it.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lay, the boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
To be my king with the vintage Atari, cut a million on the Barbie. I chewed the rub careful, I'm safari. Spent a life bit Amari, broke it to paint my Sakari. And you can get some now, don't make a move. Don't make me put my bun up, it won't be good for you, my quarter body. She got goons in the lobby, eating wasabi. Get cooked fast, white girl Barbie, that's a money move. Not a hobby, she can catch it too. Karate, beam her up Scotty, no Bugatti. Ride fast, nicknamed the Cotty. Cutie got rides fast, I'm lucky for her. Y'all can get sun up, don't make a move. Don't make me put my bun up, it won't be good for you.
Hey, y'all can get sun up, don't make a move. Don't make me put my bun up, it won't be good for you.
It's that mindset, bitch, I thought you knew. Like every other player that's in my crew. Hella slaps off the tongue so you know what's up. Digging on the roof, my town goes nuts. I'm flexing, I'm pipping, 10 toes never slipping. 45 if they tripping, got a 30 in clock. So a nigga ain't missing, bust it down in the kitchen. Yeah, you know what we whipping, beat shots of them bitches.
Tone that shit once again, yeah, you know it's a shot. Keefy gas and flame, broil the ops. No comp in San Diego, old school nigga, catch me doing the walk. My wrist wet, hand me the mop. Baby surfing with Wok, only heat whenever we drop. fresh new whip, is tailing the spot. Stunt driver, hits a nigga in me. Stunt on bitch, that's a be all in me. Cat daddy comes fly with the ditty. Get them hands up,
get them bands up,
get them bands up. Rack City is up, Big B, throw it up, Mr. DPZ, Mr. Flip Your Breezy. Rapping is a layup, man, this shit is way too easy. Quick drawing on you fools, so I'm riding with the Quickie Star. Power Life episodes, kinda like I'm 50, get that money ready. Weight lifting, cause the back is heavy. Big whooping at every party.
Is that mob shit, bitch? I thought you knew, like every other player that's in my crew. Hella slap off the trunk, so you know what's up. Digging on the roof, my town goes nuts. I'm flexing, I'm pipping, 10 toes never slipping. 45 if they tripping, got a 30 in clock. So a nigga ain't missing, but it's down in the kitchen. Yeah, you know what we whipping, beat shots are ambitious.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
That's motherfucking fire.
Yeah.
That's motherfucking fire.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, dope.
You see how she changed her voice up, though? It was all smooth and shit. I was like, ooh, get it, sis.
You did that. Oh, man.
That was like a Cali / Houston, Texas. Slap.
Y'all did that.
Appreciate you, dude.
All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with my motherfucking broski, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
Same old shit, just a different show. Brian on the radio every day. He got cheap and dope at music. And you better pay attention or you might lose it. Chick Chronic, the black motherfucking king. Cobra Immortal, Sergeant Rock doing his thing. Can't forget Kia on the track. Georgia Peach, Carter Mafioso South Track. Yeah, salute to everybody listening to this show. Jit cut the beat, but I'm going to continue the flow. Yeah, to everybody tuning in. On the colonists or on the radio or the motherfucking web. Watch your step and you're moving to the right or the fucking left. Your salute to Mr. DJ, Mr. C, and OJ Simpson. Both of y'all, rest in peace. We out, yeah. Catch us on Tuesday night. His dick tied and his ass ready to fight. Yo, this your boy Kato Apioso, aka DJ FaceMob 803. Shout out to the whole motherfucking team tonight. And I ain't forgetting no names, you know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all catch us Tuesday night. We'll be back in this motherfucker like we always do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charles Dillinger. Jit is always a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love. Make sure y'all follow me. You know what I'm saying? On the YouTube. Don't bite the tongue. DJ Face Mob. Subscribe to the channel, please. God dang.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to stop paying motherfuckers for that shit is a journey. But we doing this media thing now.
That one got hot.
We're doing this media thing, you know what I'm saying?
It's
I'm shifting off from the rapping to the media, you know what I'm saying?
Salute, Carter.
And I'm going to let y'all have it, you know what I'm saying? Peace to the gods and the earth and the seas. Y'all be safe this weekend. And, you know, live life, because tomorrow ain't promised. Peace.
Yeah, man,
round
of death.
Out.
That's where it's real.
Yes,
start a
your
trip,
yes,
man. All right, we're going to throw it to the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio, the infallible.
Yes, sir.
Chief.
Yes, sir. Always.
Put yourself out there, dog.
I wanted to throw this out to you guys.
I love that.
You know, with all the strife and the minimum hating, because, you know, you got to look at it like, if they not hating, we not doing nothing right. So,
right.
No, it's right. More of a thing like, you know, catch my wave, bitch. We here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to bring something to you guys' attention. Do you realize, I sat there and listened, we had no music break, and we spoke all the way through. Do you know that's unusual for a radio, you know, show?
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, right.
That's chemistry. People hate
yeah.
that.
Right.
So we got to stay on their fucking necks. Till next time, y'all have a lovely week.
Real shit,
all y'all
yeah.
listeners, we appreciate you. We in a new era, season 49. The grind don't never stop. Until next
that's
time.
That's right.
Guys, I love y'all. Peace.
Love you, sis.
Love you, sis. Oh,
peace. All right. All his exes don't live in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Team No Filter, dope ass music. Throw yourself out there.
yeah,
maybe
yeah, I got one more. I got one more left.
I said it backwards.
Okay. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my sis, Miss Chief, man. Shout out to Miss Chief, man. Hopefully she'll get her ass in the studio this weekend. I'm going to pray on it.
She's been sneaking in that studio, though.
I have been in the studio. I just kept doing archive songs. Like, what are you saying, bro? He's so hard on me.
Back up my sis, bro.
Hey.
Yeah.
I got
somebody
you, sis.
Going,
back
come
up.
On. Yeah.
John B.
Somebody come my,
back
come
up, John B.
Just
back your ass
back
up.
My sis, bro.
For real. Back up.
No. But I love
but
it, though, because, yeah, because, you know, he tries to bring the best out of me, you know, and it's good to have people like you around. All of y'all, like, you know, like, this is therapy. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to take over. Okay, back to you, Dave.
Mixed feelings too, man. We need that. I want to give a shout out to Kata Mafioso. Shout out to Kata Mafioso.
I'm on
Kata, man. You can't give up the rapping, man. We need some more premieres, man. Come on, Kata. We need some more premieres.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Rock, look. Shout out to Sergeant Rock. I'm waiting for the album, Sergeant Rock. I'm waiting for the album.
Oh, it's coming.
And I want
to
make
it. It's coming. You ain't gonna have to wait too much longer. It's coming.
I need the album.
True.
And hope and Jit, yeah. did you send Sergeant Rock the song? Jit, did you send Sergeant Rock the song?
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna send it when
that's
we get out.
Shout
I'm sorry. I forgot.
You missed out.
I forgot.
Bro.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, damn. I forgot. I'm sorry.
God damn. Put it all on
I know, my bad. Well, and see,
like,
dope, that's why I said you've been talking
today.
So much, you should have shut
Did
up. I? You need to shut up, yo. Stop talking. Damn. Them dumb blue box spot up. I forgot.
Hey,
I got to go to work.
Shout out to Cobra.
Oh, my God.
It's my bad. It's us versus,
yeah,
it's us versus them. Nosotros. And then, of course, shout out to my man Jit with the eyebrows and with the hairline, man. Y'all can't fuck with my man, and I'm out of here.
I'm gonna let him have it. I'm gonna just let you have it tonight. You got it.
Yeah, for real, Jit.
You got it. You can have it.
Because right. Your shit do be lined up like a motherfucker, though. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, well, that's,
who else
you know,
shit,
that's clear.
Clearly.
You know. Let's be clear. All right. Well, look, because I'm feeling a little frog. I'm feeling a little frog before I throw it to Colbert and Rock. This is what I want y'all niggas to do. This is what I want these niggas to do up there. I want y'all to back up before you get smacked up. I done drunk this white rum, and I feel like I got to throw up. Damn, boy, I'm a little bit. I need to go.
Good.
All right. So
Oh, you coming for me now with the bars? Okay.
I got the bars. I need you to write my shit.
See, you just freestyle. See, you need no wrong. You got it. All you need is the beat.
You're not saying the beat.
Nope.
This is crazy. Alright. Over you, Morta. Throw yourself out there, Brokey.
Yo, what's poppin'? G, it's your boy Cobra Mortal. Yeah.
Room
in his bitch. A big shout out to my whole team, my whole squad, Grindhard family, Jit Chronicles, Miss Chief, 6-1 Nita, Dope Ass Music, Holy Razor, you know what I'm saying, the Georgia Peach, Miss Kia, Kata Mafioso, aka DJ Face Mob, and DJ Star Rock. Make sure y'all check us out next Tuesday, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Yes. Pacific Daylight Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get at your boy Cobra Mortal on all social media platforms and music streaming service. Let go. Boom.
We got three minutes before Blog Talk starts dropping to everybody. So Big Broski, I want you to get your plugs out there and take us out. Ground Hard Radio, I love y'all team. Great show tonight. Salute.
First things first, you know what I'm saying? We got to salute the EP, Charles Billiger, because he keeps the lights on in this raggedy-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey, Charles Billiger, we appreciate everything you do working behind the scenes at Grind Hard Radio, because you work so hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't think people really know how hard you actually work. So salute to Charles Billiger, and salute to Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking Black Larry King in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, what can I say? You already know how I feel, you know what I'm saying?
I love you,
big dog. Let's take this shit to the top. Let's take this shit to the top, because we ain't going to never stop like Miss Chief say, you know what I'm saying? Salute to my boy, Carter Mafioso. Peace to the gods, earth, and the seas. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey, you doing the thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I see you. You doing your thing. So keep doing it, bro. Don't let up on these niggas. Salute to my girl, my sis, Miss Chief in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Chief.
You're doing your motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? That's why you the queen of Grind Hard Radio. So keep it up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you want your shit touched up and you want to look like you somebody, you need to get with Miss Chief and Dope Visuals so they can get you right. You know what I'm saying? For real. On everything. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, one time for my boy, yay, he ain't room out this motherfucker tonight, but room, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
poor Green Mortal, hey, man, we love you, you know what I'm saying? You a great addition to this family, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Keep it up, you know what I'm saying? Keep turning up on their bitches, you know what I'm saying? For real. Sending big shots out, major shots out for Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? He always stays very fresh like a motherfucker, and he always putting them tracks down. So if you need some fire ass music to go with whatever you got, you need to holler at Dope. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to No Filter Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because they own
John B. Looking Ass.
Is it every Monday night? You say John B. Looking Ass Nigga. Anyway, send a major love to our Georgia Peach, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia had to leave early, but we gonna hold you down, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we also are holding down the R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio, my nigga 305.
crazy in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? So you know when you come back, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready for the shits and giggle segment, so you already know how that is. You know what
it's going
saying?
Down.
Keep doing the thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. We are the epitome of what reality radio is supposed to be. God damn it, I continue to say this shit, and I'm going to keep saying this shit because it's up and it's stuck. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, I'm out this ragged-ass bitch broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You know what I'm saying? Album coming soon. Album coming soon, and my birthday party is coming soon. So details coming soon. You know what I'm talking about. And we out of here. Trill,
Mob.
Y'all this thing, man. Deuces. And my Chris Brown.
Deuces.
Y'all
too. Y'all keep throwing the deuces up. You know what I'm saying? Because we run this shit. We still run the Matrix around this ragland, bitch.
My
you know
my
radio, you bastard.
True.
Check game.